Through life, we meet and interact with a lot of people. And some of those people, they stick around a little bit longer. And we start to like them enough for us to become friends, right? But sometimes those friends, those people that you trust, that you care and love so dearly, harbor feelings of jealousy towards you. And a lot of times you will never know. And sometimes it pops up and you're not even aware. So in this episode, you know, I got to bring it to dating. I'm going to share with you how to tell if a friend is jealous of you, your relationship, and what to do about it. So if you're with it, stay tuned.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, jealousy really and truly has no room in a healthy relationship. And it can be challenging. It can be very challenging to determine whether or not you have a real friend, because sometimes you never really know. You just don't. There are several ways that you can try to tell whether or not a friend is jealous of you, but I want to share with you before I give you these five reasons to tell if your friend is jealous. I want to share with you that some of these things really and truly can be a result of them just growing, changing, or maybe you guys growing apart. And some of these examples is just their personality has nothing to do with jealousy. So I want to at least throw that disclaimer out. After I tell you these five ways to tell if a friend may be jealous of you, we're going to bring it into relationships and tell you about five signs to determine whether or not if a friend is jealous of your relationship, right? And then again, I'm going to loop it up to talk about what to do if you suspect a friend of this. So moving on. It can be difficult really to tell. Jealousy can, listen to me, manifest in many different ways. But I'm going to share with you some of the signs. So number one, if they become distant or avoid spending time with you, that might be an indicator, or you pissed them off, one of the two. But if your friend suddenly becomes less available, less interested in spending time with you, it could be a sign of jealousy, especially if nothing has really changed. Maybe there wasn't an argument or anything in particular that has really changed the dynamics of the relationship. Another way that you can tell that, you know, things aren't completely right is if you start to receive accomplishments or reach a certain level of success. They may want to distance themselves from you because your success, your shine makes them feel less than. Again, not your problem, but this is some of the reasons why people become less available and avoid spending time with you because of their jealousy. Number two, they criticize you or put you down. If your friend consistently criticizes you or puts you down, it may be a sign that they are envious. And sometimes people do it in a joking manner, right? And a lot of times we give people passes or concessions about it, but you really and truly have to wonder, if you have a friend that's constantly criticizing you, your actions, your beliefs, the things that make you who you are they really your friend? If they're always putting you down, even if it's with a joke, are they really and truly the friend that you want to have in your life? They may try to make themselves feel better by putting you down. Okay, so number two, criticize you or put you down. Moving on to number three, they compete with you. If your friend is always trying to one-up you or compete with you, it could be a sign of jealousy. They may be trying to prove that they're way better than you, right, in order to feel
good. They already feel that you're on a certain level, right? And if they compete against you and win in a certain area or a category in their mind, that they are really and truly better. Number four, they copy you. They start to copy your style, your interests, your hobbies. It could be a sign of jealousy. You start doing something, all of a sudden they're interested. You know, maybe you're an artist and you like to do sculpture. Then all of a sudden they want to take a pottery class and want to do sculpture too. Not saying that they can't have the same shared interests, but you kind of got to wonder why all of a sudden there is an interest in everything that I'm taking an interest in, right? If they start copying you, like I said, in styles, interests, or hobbies. Number five, they spread rumors or gossip about you. Now, a lot of times that's a clear indication, but most of the times you'll never know if they're the one spreading rumors, right? If your friend is spreading rumors or gossiping, it is definitely, in my opinion, a sign of jealousy. They may be trying to bring you down or make themselves look better. So I want you to know, if you notice any of those signs, it's important to talk to your friend and address those concerns if you care enough. But if you like me, now let me not even do that. Jealousy can be damaging to friendships, and it's important to address it before it causes more harm. Now, moving on to relationships, how to tell if a friend is jealous of your relationship, the good stuff. It can be challenging to determine if they're jealous, but here are five ways that they can. Number one, if they are less interested in hanging out since you got a new boo, it could be because they don't want to hear about it, because they are jealous. You know, if they just become distant. And it's not because you've pushed them away. I mean, because they have genuinely, all of a sudden, they don't want to hear about it. They're always changing the subject and they never, ever, ever want to be around because you have somebody. Number two, they make negative comments. If your friend is consistently making negative comments about your partner and your relationship, you need to pay attention. Now, if you don't share some negative stuff about your partner and your relationship, just chalk that up to them just being a friend, right? Sometimes when you share things about your relationship that are not really good, your friend may really and truly be upset because of how much they care about you. It may not necessarily mean that those negative comments means that they're jealous. However, if you have a friend that has no reason to dislike your partner or the person that you're dating, or if they always have something negative to say about anybody that you bring around, it's a sign that they are jealous. Number three, they compare their relationship to yours. If your friend is always talking about their relationship and how it's better than yours, or even worse, that's a sign. It could be a sign. Number four, if they try to sabotage your relationships, that is a clear sign. They constantly try to interfere in your relationship by flirting with your partner, talking with them behind your back, or trying to paint them in a negative light. They may be trying to break you up with, you know, to make sure that you two aren't together so they can spend more time with you, right? They're trying to sabotage your relationship. That's a really huge sign. And number five, if they become overly competitive with you, always trying to one-up you, always wanting to be the center of attention, it could be a sign of jealousy. If you notice these signs, again, it's important to talk about it if you really care enough about the friendship. If you find that they are jealous and you do want to address the concerns, there are a few steps that you can take. Number one, talk with them directly. Talk with them when you can actually talk face to face. No text, no phone, no Zoom, face to face, if possible. Number two, listen to their perspective. Allow your friend to express their feelings and listen to what they have to say and try to understand where they're coming from. Number three,
Offer support. Let your friend know that you value their friendship. Sometimes people think just because their friend is in a relationship that this new person is going to take their place. Let them know that they are still valuable and important to you in your life. And listen, you may have in this wonderful new relationship that you're in or in this courtship that you're in, you may have alienated everyone, and your friend may be just reacting and responding from those feelings. Number four, set boundaries. If your friend's jealousy is causing harm to your friendship, it's important to set boundaries. Be clear about what behavior is acceptable and what is not, and be willing to push on those, consider those type of boundaries that you want to set and enforce them. That's what I'm trying to say, enforce them. And number five, if you're unable to resolve an issue on your own, it may be helpful to seek outside help. Consider speaking with a therapist or a counselor who will be there to help you work through the situation and find ways to improve your friendship. May even include a third party to help with the discussion and conversation. Remember, unfortunately, jealousy is a natural emotion, but it can be damaging to relationships if left unchecked. By being honest with your friend, you can work together to address these issues, right? And strengthen your relationship, which is pretty much key. I can tell you that personally, I really don't know what that feels like, but I can only assume that being jealous is like being locked up in a cage with no control. If you have people around you who are jealous and toxic, then it is your choice to either address the situation or to keep it moving. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.